So this is how I used to look, and this is how I look now. I'm going to share how I was able to achieve my dream body step by step. I get so many questions, so we're diving deep into this today. Hi guys, it's Paulina, and welcome back to the My Best Self podcast, where we become the best version of ourselves. I'm so excited to share my fitness journey with you all today. Thank you for joining me. If you're interested in growing and leveling up and becoming a better version of you, I think you'll like it here. I'm just going to tell you everything that I wish somebody had told me when it came to my fitness journey. First of all, if you're here, that means that you're ready to make a change in your life, which is always the first step. That's amazing. But before we dive into the actual workouts and tips and all of that, let's talk about the mindset that you need if you want to transform your body, and not only your body, but your life. I get this question: how do you stay motivated? How do you stay disciplined? How do you stay consistent? It all comes down to your mind, and it comes down to how bad you want something. The truth is, to achieve the body of your dreams, it's not something easy to do. Why do you think it's not that common to see somebody with a super fit body? There's actually more millionaires in the world than people with abs in the world. You know why? Because it's work. You're going to have to put in work. And the mindset that you have to shift into is, what hard am I going to choose? Am I going to choose the hard of waking up earlier to get to the gym? Am I going to choose the hard of making time for the gym? Am I going to choose the hard of actually pushing through a strenuous workout? Or am I going to choose the hard of looking myself in the mirror every day and not being happy with what I see and not being happy with my body? That's the truth. The good things in life are not just going to be super easy. But I will say, although it is not easy, it is rewarding. It is so rewarding, and it gets easier. And if you have a deeper meaning behind why you do what you do, you're going to fall in love with it. If you have a deeper meaning behind your fitness journey, for example, my deeper meaning, I want to be an active old lady one day. I don't want to have all these restrictions. I don't want my body to not be functioning the way that I could have possibly had my body function if I took care of myself. That is my deeper why. Alongside, I want my body to look good. Like, I've just, and I don't want to sound vain, but honestly, I love to see my body looking good. That keeps me going. And when I see the results, that keeps me going even more, right? But basically, you need a deeper why. And another reason, the benefits that I get from working out, not only obviously the physical benefits, the internal benefits, the mental benefits. Working out is like free therapy. Literally, your body rushes out positive endorphins as you exercise. It's literally a win-win and a no-brainer. People ask, how do you stay consistent? Oh, but it's gonna take too long. Oh, I don't wanna wait this long. That time is going to pass by anyways. This action that you're taking now, and the actions that you take every day, one day you're going to look back and either you're going to regret those actions or you're going to be so thankful to your past self for taking those actions. That's the way I feel with my past self. And when I think back on it, I've done so many workouts. I don't even know how many workouts I've done in my life. Hundreds, maybe thousands of workouts. I don't know. I'm going to try to do the math actually. But yeah, that's really what pushes me to keep going forward. And if you want to be consistent and disciplined, you need something that is going to push you to move forward as well. So now getting into how I actually got my dream body, I'm going to basically tell you everything I wish somebody would have told me. First of all, find an exercise that one, you enjoy, and two, is going to give you the body aesthetic that you want. Because if you're training and you want to be super muscular and you want your muscles to be super defined and everything, obviously, you're going to train differently than if you want to be super lean, for example. So basically, find a middle ground with what you enjoy and what is going to give you the body that you want. For me, that has been weightlifting. Weightlifting is what I've done throughout this whole journey. I recently incorporated Pilates. This was like a couple months ago. I do Pilates maybe 3 times a month. But yeah, it's been mainly weightlifting. And I also do cardio now too, which I used to skip cardio every single time. But take it from me, if you want to speed your results up, the amount of results I've seen in the past few months from incorporating cardio is actually wild. And I'm not like a fitness expert. I'm also not a dietitian. I'm not any of that. I'm just speaking from my experience and the years that I've been in the gym and everything that I've learned throughout. So just keep that in mind, of course. But I do want to speak about my body transformation, and it is due to body recomposition. So, but what is body recomposition? I'm just going to explain it to you in the best way that I can explain it. Basically, I could sit here and I could weigh, let's say, 120, and I could sit here and my body can look so different depending on how much fat I have and depending on how much muscle I have. So body recomposition is literally that. It's to change the amount of fat versus muscle that you have. So when I started my fitness journey, I didn't weigh that much more than I weigh now. I weighed about 127 pounds here. And currently I weigh, I want to say 123 pounds, or I'll actually put a video of myself when I weighed 127 pounds. Do you see the drastic difference? I weighed the same, but my body looked completely different. And that is body recomposition. And how did I achieve that? Well, of course, with training. And it's not only the way that you exercise, it's also, of course, the food you eat, what you eat, how much you eat. Like I said, I'm not an expert, but what I always live by is protein. Prioritize your protein, protein-based meals. My meals, they contain carbs and fats as well, of course. It's not just protein. I don't think that's healthy, but I make sure that my meal is protein-based. I'll give you an example of a meal that I'll have. Like, this is the most basic example ever. Some chicken, some rice, some broccoli. When I was first doing my meal preps, that was one of the meals that I would always make, chicken, rice, and broccoli. You don't have to just do that, though. I don't want you to think that eating healthy has to be, like, super boring and super plain. It doesn't have to be. It really doesn't. I definitely recommend finding recipes you enjoy that are high in protein. That's the thing I really want to emphasize. I don't have a restrictive diet. I'm not like, oh, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. I just try to be more well-balanced and mindful of the food that I'm intaking every day. You can't sit here and, you know, do everything else right, go to the gym every day, put in all that work, and then just eat a bunch of junk and expect to have good results. If you really want to see a change in your life and in your body, stop buying unhealthy food. When all you have at the house is healthy foods, you're going to eat healthy. You're going to be forced. Like, literally, that's what I do. I hardly ever have, like, chips, candy, sweets at the house. I buy them maybe once in a while, or I try to buy something small. Like, if I'm craving something sweet, I'll buy, like, one chocolate or one thing, because then that helps me to not be, like, always trying to eat it. Probably, honestly, it sounds really obvious, but I feel like some people don't know about this, so I just had to mention it. Because when I lived with my mom, girl, we had all types of sweets at the house. It was so hard, and I would eat out of boredom all the time. So keep in mind, if you're eating because you're hungry, or if you're just eating out of boredom and just looking in the fridge like, what can I find and what can I eat? Now, some actual tips inside of your workout, things that I do, things that I wish somebody would have told me before. Let's get into it. I know, at least for me, one of my biggest things was I did want to grow my butt. That's like my biggest, that is my personal body goal. Everybody has their own body goals. For me, it's always been like, you know, I want to have a slim waist, big butt, toned all around. That's like the goal for me. Little side note, I am launching a private community very soon. It's going to be very inexpensive. And I did take time to record my full workout split, everything I do for every single day of workout. There's going to be so much more in the community outside of just that little section of fitness. But if you are interested, I'll have the link down below so that you can join the waitlist. So if you are a beginner, you have such a big advantage right now. You're able to grow your muscle a lot faster as a beginner. Once you have more time in the gym, once you have a few years in the gym, your muscle starts to grow at a slower rate. So if you're a beginner, girl, take the time, push through, be consistent, and push yourself, and you're going to see such great results on your body. Genuinely, I wish I was you right now. Like, I wish I could have that advantage. I would take full advantage of it. And what does that also look like whenever you're training? If you want to grow your muscles, the key is progressive overload. So that means every week you're going to go up in weight with whatever exercise you're doing. Or if you don't go up in weight, at least go up in intensity, meaning do more reps of the exercise you're doing. That is the key to building muscle. Also, for the shy girls, if you're scared of the gym, let me tell you one thing first. Anybody that's actually in the gym, that actually knows what they're doing, is not going to look at you and make fun of you because they've literally been there too. Everybody in the gym was once a beginner too. So if somebody's looking at you and making fun of you, girl, they're a horrible person, and who cares what they think, first of all. Second of all, most people are not going to even be paying attention to you. They're going to be focused in their own lane. But if you are just starting to get into the gym, I recommend starting with shy girl exercises. What are shy girl exercises? Exercises that you can do in a corner of the gym. I don't recommend this forever. Obviously, eventually you need to, you know, move up. But if you're just starting, it could be beneficial for you to do your exercises in a corner where you feel more comfortable and confident. This can look like just grabbing your weights and moving to the corner. This can look like finding an area in the gym that's not packed and doing your workout there. And that's like your shy girl exercise. Also, if you're in that shy girl vibe too, it's probably not recommendable. And even if you're not in the shy girl vibe, even in general, try to avoid the rush hours at the gym. You can find on Google, it says like, you know, this is the busiest time, this is not so busy. You can find that there. But I've found the busiest times are in the morning, maybe like 7 to 9 in the morning are pretty busy. And also 5 to 6 p.m., even 7 p.m. is usually really busy at most gyms. So I did ask you guys in my group chat on Instagram. If you're not in there, make sure to go join. I'll have my Instagram right here for you guys. For those listening on the podcast, it is at IPAUTORRES. Make sure you guys go join. I'm super interactive with you guys on there. But I did ask for you to ask me your specific questions. So we have a few things. We got questions about working out on your cycle and how to stay consistent during that time and avoid falling off track. So I personally have taken a break from working out when I'm on my cycle. Or if I'm not taking a break from working out, I'm going lighter and I'm definitely listening to my body. I want you to remember at the end of the day, this lifestyle and this choice for you to go after your dream body, go after your fitness goals and your journey. At the end of the day, that is something you're doing for your health. So what is the point of working out for your health when in other aspects, you're denying yourself and your body of what it needs and what it craves? Obviously, things are different during the time of the month that we're on our period. We don't have as much strength. You're literally bleeding. So it's okay to give yourself time. If you need a break, take a break. Listen to your body always. When your body needs rest, give it that. And also, if you're starting to lift, keep in mind, I've been working out for years, right? That's why I do as much as I do. When you're starting off, you have to start off a little bit slower. You have to get into the groove. Start with 3 times a week and then go into 4. You know, be patient with yourself. And in the beginning, you're always going to be sore. At least for me, it's like I was always sore after a workout. Now I am sore after plenty of my workouts, but not as crazy as I used to be when I first started. It was really crazy. So obviously give yourself time to rest too. It's not good to overwork your muscles when they're extremely sore and you can't even move anything. Like, girl, just give yourself a break. So that is going to be all for today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if this was helpful. If you guys have more questions, I can definitely make a part 2 in the future. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you next week, Monday at 10 a.m. PST.
8 big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.